Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. I'm Rebecca, and your host and your guide, and I am excited about the episode that I'm bringing you today with my new friend, Teresa. She's an intuitive channel, a teacher, a mentor, a workshop facilitator, and the host of the Soul Channel on YouTube. She helps people connect with their intuition, connect with their souls, with their guides, and the universe overall. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, she hosts what she calls a trust circle to experience her wisdom, learn more about how to evolve into your best self. And she's got a lot more information about her offerings on her website, which we will share in the podcast description and later on in the episode. I got Teresa's information from, drumroll please, podcastguest.com. So not sponsored by them, but it is a really great resource. And I am thrilled to offer a live channeling, two live channelings on Spirituality What with this episode. So in this first part of this two-part episode, we talk about what it means to be an intuitive channel, what is conscious business, and how do we operate in collaboration and cooperation, and what it's like for Teresa to see the energetic structure of a company. We learn a little bit more about what channeling is from Teresa's perspective and her councils. So she channels the 99, the goddesses, and star beings. We also learn a little bit about what it's overall like for her, but also what it was like growing up as an intuitive. And then we get into the live channel with the goddesses, who have a wonderful message for this start of a new year. And with that, we are going to jump right in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Spirituality What podcast. I am your guide, Rebecca, and I am here today with my new friend, Teresa. Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I would love to, Rebecca, and thanks for having me. I'm super excited for today. My name is Teresa Warrenstaff. I'm an intuitive channel. I work with individuals all over the world, assisting in their evolutionary path, as well as providing insight into how to grow and establish a conscious business. I have 30 years in corporate America, and I like business. I have fun in it. So I also provide guidance, mostly for CEOs and executives, on how to create amazing conscious businesses that support the humans within them. But my jam's really all about evolution. How can I help you grow to not only be the best self you can be, but to live the best life available to you? So it's a lot of fun. I'm lucky. I get to do a pretty fun job.
It's super unique, and I am as well very excited about today. So before we get into the channeling, and we are going to do, well, not we, I'm not channeling, but Teresa is going to do a live channeling on the podcast today. So the podcast today is going to look probably a little bit different, and we don't know what it's going to look like. We're all going to just experience this together with this live recording. So super thrilled. Before we get to that, I just want to ask you the standard Spirituality What podcast question that I ask all of the interviewees, and that is, what does spirituality mean to you?
Well, this will out me a little bit. Those that follow me and know me know this about me, but y'all are going to find out now. I'm a total word nerd. I love words. So when you let me know that you would be asking the question, the first thing I did was go in and look it up. So spirituality is the belief that there's something larger in the world. And I'm going to take that one step further and add my interpretation, which is not only is there something larger in the world, but you're it. you are part of what is larger in this world. And if there's one thing, and this always makes me tear up when I share this because I feel it so deeply. If there's one thing I want everyone to hear is you are incredible. You're amazing. And it may not feel like it in the moment, but you are at the perfect place in your life and the world wants to unfold for your benefit.
Woo! That was a great start, Teresa. I love that. And we actually just had, you know, it's interesting, the theme over the last year has been about connection. And we actually had somebody just recently who also said, like, spirituality is you being your best self, right? And so that kind of ties into this. And I like that. I don't know. I love how different but yet similar everyone's definition of spirituality is. It feels like it's supposed to be like that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, it feels affirming. It feels like, okay, mm-hmm. yay, we're on the right path. We're doing the right things. And exactly. Thanks for delivering the messages.
Yeah, exactly. So quick question before we get into the channeling. What do you mean when you say a conscious business? I'm really intrigued by that verbiage.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, boy, you're getting all my controversial stuff all at once.
Get it, girl. Get it.
Okay, here we go, girl. When companies, and I'm talking small to medium, not large publicly traded companies, small to medium sized businesses, the primary objective is often couched around how can we make money. When a business decides they want to become much more conscious about how they execute in the world, they abdicate a focus on profit for a focus on how can I do what my business does and do it better than everybody else in collaboration, in community, with cooperation for other people in my industry. And when we do what we're meant to do and we do it well, the natural result is profit.
I hear you.
So when you're chasing the dollar, it becomes all about the dollar and not about your vendors, not about your suppliers, not about your clients, not about your customers, and certainly not about your employees. However, if you shift your focus to support all five of those cultures, all of a sudden profits become a natural result as opposed to a focus. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does make sense. I think my MO is that way. I think with my day job outside of the podcast, I support people doing their jobs. And so I think for me, whenever I hear like profit this, margin that, I'm like, well, I'm in process improvement. So I get the margin bit, but I'm like, well, if your employees are happy and your clients are happy, you're going to make profit, right? Like, it's just a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That's really unique and interesting. I imagine that those consulting sessions are very, like, across the board, very different every time.
Yeah, they're fascinating. And I'll give a plug for Sounds True, because I spent 4 years working within the structure of their Inner MBA, which is a 9-month class all about conscious leadership. And that's where it starts. You have to have a team that is aligned in their vision. And for me, because of who I am and my intuitive abilities, I look at a company and I actually see the energetic structure. So it's like a human. It has a bubble, and that bubble's integrity and strength is maintained by your executive suite. And then within the bubble, you have all these various communities that also have their own bubble. So it's very important and a little bit revolutionary, which is exciting.
Yeah, I feel like what you're saying is very soft, you know, and business is hard and sharp, right? And this is a very sort of a softer approach and like a softer lens. That's what it feels like. That's awesome.
Yep.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, cool. So all y'all CEO and business owners of small to medium companies, we'll give you Teresa's contact information at the end of the podcast. So stay tuned. All right. So for today, we're going to talk about channeling. So we're going to set a little bit of a foundation before we get into the live channeling. So Teresa, what is channeling from your perspective?
Yeah, channeling is a form of receiving information and guidance. And it runs a spectrum, as does all of our intuitive gifts, not gifts, excuse me, all of our intuitive talents, because they're not gifts, they're talents, right? They're part of who we are. So it runs the spectrum from somebody who goes into a deep trance, like many of our early channels did, and abdicates their communication, their verbal communication to another guide or a spirit being, to somebody who has direct contact with a guide or counsel and is able to bring in, allow in the information so that they can provide insight from the perspective of the guides or counsels. I am more on the conscious side, and conversations actually this week with my guides, who I'll explain who they are in a minute, has been, I'm what they are calling a multi-source channel. So I have a direct connection through my intuition, through my knowing, to a number of teams, individuals, and councils, based on my purpose here on the planet. So personally, my purpose is to help humans evolve, to help change systems to become more conscious, as we just talked about, and to bring in energetic transmissions and codes to support the evolutions of humans on the planet. And as we can see by the rise in consciousness around the planet, there's a lot more people who are waking up to their inherent abilities. And so I channel, right now, I clearly identify three separate councils. The first council is called the 99. They're the first team that came in who I channeled. They are named not for the number of beings that are in the council, but for the numerological meaning of 99, which is completion and evolution. The second group or council that I channel are the goddesses. They're the divine feminine. And the specific, yeah, they really want to come in. They're like knocking on the door already.
Okay, just a second, ladies. Just a second. We're getting to it, I promise.
Their mission is to support humans in balancing divine feminine on the planet. We have an overabundance of exaggerated divine masculine energy on the planet. The whole control, manipulate.
Yeah, that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we all know that. And then the third group who came in while I was working with my, what do I call it? They're not students, but they were in my alchemy class, are called the star beings. And their spokesperson is Eli. And they're specifically with me to facilitate support both transmission codes, but also structures to help us change our systems, whether we're looking at economic, social, political, business, any structure that has been designed for the benefit of the few, we need to disassemble.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
When did you start channeling, or how did you identify these groups in particular? Like, you were like, what is that like when you're channeling?
Yeah.
Lots of questions there.
It's a beautiful experience. It's just incredible. And anybody who's listening, if you identify one of your strongest gifts as knowing, which is direct knowing, you know, it's knowing something's going to happen before it happens, or just knowing what direction to go. If you have the intuitive ability and you're cultivating the intuitive ability of knowing, close your eyes and bring the energy that you're reading from more closely into your personal energy systems. And the more closer you bring it in, the deeper you go into channel. So I think that many people have this opportunity. For me, I'm constantly connected with my guides. There's not a moment in the day where I am not connected. And that's by design, by practice. It took me a long time to get to that place.
Sure.
And what I do is I say, okay, I'm curious about this. Can you drop in and give me information? Or in this case, okay, I want to channel for Rebecca and all of the audience so that they receive exactly what they need in this moment to hear and feel and experience, so that they can walk away from this episode feeling amazing, with clearer insights, with hope, with joy, with love. And for me, that experience of feeling hope, joy, and love was what occurred when I invited my guides in. And it was only in 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know, right?
Wow.
And it has become a way of life for me. Now, I will also give a little bit of context, because I think it's only fair. I've been a lifelong intuitive. I was born intuitive. I can remember, I can feel, I can move back in time and feel and experience lying in my crib and playing with the energies.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. It was also scary and confusing, because nobody else interacted with the world the way that I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as I grew up, it became even more confusing, as I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah. Well, and now I feel like it's a lot more acceptable. I don't know if that's really, maybe that is the right word, but mainstream, or yeah, just accepted. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rebecca. I think that we're starting to normalize spirituality and intuition, and people are getting curious and they want to cultivate it for themselves. So for me, I've always had it. I've had this love hate. I mean, can you imagine being in elementary school, asking your teacher a question and watching as she's lying to you?
And you know it.
And you know it.
Wow, that's intense.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
And or an adult who is in charge of your life, right? Who's your caregiver, who makes a decision, and you look at the energy around that decision and you burst into tears because you know that it's going to be a disaster for the whole family.
That's so much pressure.
I know.
Like, right? Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So as a child, I learned how to turn it down and turn it way down, so it was almost off.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly started to assimilate, because I wanted to feel connected. I wanted to feel Like I wasn't different and weird.
Yeah, connected to the other humans who were not having these experiences. Yeah, around you. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and right, part of being a teenager is creating a tribe and being part of a tribe and being accepted. And so that's already hard enough if you're not seeing, or I mean, if you're seeing energies and experiencing that. Again, I think it's more acceptable now, but still difficult.
Yeah.
All right, one more question before we get into the channeling, which is, so you mentioned you do conscious kind of channeling. So does that mean, I know that sometimes people don't remember when they've channeled. And I think from what I've understood is as the channel, you're just kind of the conduit. And so they're not your words necessarily. And so that's why it can be kind of difficult to remember them because you didn't bring them up in your head and you didn't make the sentences. It's just kind of like you're just flowing with what's out there. And so I was just curious, do you remember what you said when you channel?
Nope.
It tracks.
I remember like themes and I remember some words, but I don't, like I could not recreate the conversation or I couldn't get out of channel and then take notes on what I said.
Yeah. So that tracks. So even if you're kind of conscious as opposed to like laying down, and I think like The Course of Miracles, right? That's a channeled book. And I think the woman that was, it was a woman, I think, that channeled that. And she was like laying down, like it looks like she was sleeping, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yep. So, that is okay. Trans channeling. Yeah.
Okay. Trans channeling. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, since the goddesses are like knocking at the door, I guess let's get started. And what is it that you have to say, ladies?
Yeah, let's invite them in. Greetings. It is the goddesses. We are here to bring both wisdom through words, but more importantly, we are here to deliver great love at this time. For your planet has moved into a period of great confusion and fear and consternation. And we are here to remind you that you are safe. You are loved. Seek out that which you wish to experience. Be aligned with that which you want to bring into your life. What is currently in your life that feels misaligned and your energy systems, glitch a little bit when you encounter it? It is a time to cultivate that which supports what you wish to create in the world. What do you cultivate for your world? Do you focus your energy there? Or are you focused on that which is not working? As was shared in the beginning of this conversation, you are infinitely powerful. You are at the helm of your life's ship. And we encourage you to take time to drop into that which you want to cultivate. You would know more, go on to your social media platforms and invite in the things that scare you or concern you or anger you. Your world needs to be cultivated. Who do you have in your life, and do they support your best interests? And do you support theirs? Not all people are meant for all people. And we encourage you to dream the dreams of what you aspire to. Dreaming when infused with emotions are an incredibly powerful tool. It communicates to your guides, to your soul, to the universe, that which you want to call into your life. Be intentional with your dreams. Feel the emotion of achieving these dreams. Feel the emotion, for that is the fuel that propels the energy forward. The universe will respond. And when it responds to your dreams, receive that response no matter what occurs in your life. For it is optimal. It may not look like you were dreaming, but it will be the next step. Teresa talks often on the human's opportunity is to figure out your what, why. The universe will help deliver the how. How will I realize my dream? Well, you see, there's many more of us in your field than just the one of you. And our resources are unlimited. Know that we are planning your evolution, the realization of your dreams. Even now, we work to bring to you the people, places, and things that will support that which you want to bring into your life. Lean into the divine feminine. Be receptive. Be open. Be curious. Do not judge. And if you find yourself stepping into judgment over what has showed up in your life, be curious as to why it has showed up. Everything that comes to you is for you. You have constructed it by default or by purpose. So which do you choose? Will you abdicate responsibility for that which comes to you? Or will you dream? Will you open yourself to things that you haven't yet imagined, knowing that they are aligned with your dream? Some steps do not appear as you want, and yet we assure you they are the right next steps. For in your infinite power, you are creating your life. And we thank you.
So cool, right? I know it just kind of ended there. It's just a little bit of a longer episode, but this was a really cool, this is a great place to stop. Join us next week for another live channel and kind of a wrap up of the episode. I hope that everybody heard something that was for them. You know, this channel was for the audience, Spirituality What specific audience. And I really enjoyed this experience, and I hope that you got as much out of it as I did. And I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.